Hey guys, we try to keep the Chicks in Charge free for everybody. The one thing that we do ask though is that if you get any value out of our episodes or any of the content that we produce on social media, please share with a friend, share the show, please leave a rating for future listeners, and that way we can try to keep this free of ads and any subscription costs that you might have.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Chicks in Charge Automotive Edition. I am Jess.
I'm Shasta.
And we have Joe Webb with us today. We are so excited for him to join the stage. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You are very, very welcome. We're excited about this. You have a couple of big events coming up and we're excited to talk about them. For those that are watching and listening that don't know who you are, let everybody know who you are, where you came from.
I'm Joe Webb.
I came from the industry.
I've been around. I've been around a long time, but I run Dealer Knows Consulting. And we've been around since 2008, but I've been around in automotive retail for long prior to that. And we help auto dealers better communicate with their customers, whether it be, you know, online, on the phone, on the lot, assisting them with generating more opportunities, more awareness, and sort of being better communicators with their customers.
I like that. So you have an event coming up in May, Dealer Knows at Summer Camp. Tell us a little bit about that.
So about a decade ago, 11 years ago, it was February, I think, 2012 or maybe 2011. I wrote down an idea for just having a summer camp for automotive professionals to go to because I was already part of the sort of conference speaking circuit. There's only so much you can go into, you know, conferences, hotel meeting rooms, and line people up over and over. And I just wanted an experience that's a little more free-spirited and outside, if you will. And funny enough, I wrote down all these ideas that I had for it. And I thought it was maybe a lot to bite off. I asked my business partner, Bill Playford, who is like a scout leader or something for his kids. I said, is this even possible, feasible to go and at this type of an event or a retreat, if you will, outside? And this is my idea. And he said, yes, I think it's definitely possible. And we would go and revisit it every couple of years to see if we were ready to do it or add some more, you know, thought to it. And then maybe 2 or 3 years ago, we decided to bite the bullet and start seeking out venues. So I started examining venues from around the nation, camps and campgrounds that would be a good fit. And I stumbled upon the best one. It was so much better than what I thought I could have found. And we had our first event last year, summer camp, and it is meant, the goal of the camp is really to help usher in, I don't want to say the new era, that's dumb, but take the current dealership professionals that are the future leaders in their organizations, like whether they be internet directors, marketing directors, sales managers, finance managers, general sales managers, the people that are going to be owning dealerships and running dealerships in the future, to position them to have a better understanding than what could be their somewhat myopic understanding of what they do for a living. They're really good at their one lane, mm-hmm. and bring aboard several what I'd consider friends and true thought leaders and experts within automotive to help educate and steer and guide like a mentor the attendees that we call campers, so they can be prepared when they step in these higher level roles of executive leadership, then they have a good fundamental understanding of who to trust, what to look for, how to hold organizations and vendors accountable, and how to have a decent acumen of those core topics that I think most executive leaders need to really be able to wrap their arms around. So we bring in some experts and, as I said, friends around around the campfire. Even though while there are campfires, that's not where all the events place. And we've carved out what we consider 12 different core topics of understanding that dealers need to, that executive leaders, dealers, well, still dealers need to invest time in understanding. And we have a couple thought leaders on each and every topic. And so you get on day one, you get an expert on, you know, those topics that can talk to you about the fundamental best practices, high energy, limited budget, wrapping your arms around something to really embrace it and to try to figure it out and do well with it. And then the day two is what we call the camp counselors that will go and bring both day one education, day two education to enterprise level understanding as advanced strategy, high budget, and meld everything together so dealers can walk away with an action plan on how to start to dominate their marketplace in that topic. And day three, what we call trail masters, we select these topics that are sort of future-proofing our dealerships for things that dealers are going to face, currently face, or need to face to prepare themselves to stay relevant and protect themselves in the future.
That's a lot. And I imagine a lot of thought had to go into perfectly organizing that, especially day by day. Mm-hmm. But what's even more impressive is knowing that your main goal in all of this was to keep it affordable. Yep. So that people wouldn't be hesitant to come.
Yeah. Well, yes. And I think conferences, one of our philosophies at Dealer Knows, and it's been around, we've been saying it forever, is that training should not be a luxury. And I understand that sending team members away, sending yourself away, can be an expensive proposition, especially when you're going to Las Vegas, Nevada. Yep. And the bells and the whistles and the lights and the sounds and the noise. Oh my God, it wears me down. Yep. Mm-hmm. And the cost of the hotel rooms and the three steak dinners. So you know, we really try to make it affordable where obviously we're in the northern, you know, this event takes place in the mountains of northern Georgia. So we needed to understand transportation. So first and foremost, we just have everybody fly ATL, which is a major metro area, super inexpensive to fly into a hub. We take care of the cost of all travel to and from both. We take people from ATL out to the resorts. The resorts are, because it's in the northern Georgia mountains, extremely inexpensive, far less than what the average conference has, and still really neat environments where you open your door and there's horses riding by and stuff. And it's, you know, you're right outside and there, it's in a mountainous area. And then we take you to and from camp in the morning. We feed you, all food, all drink, all meals are fully covered the entire time, all transportation covered. I'd like to believe our ticket price is lower than every other conference. And that is meant to make sure that we have people that want to learn, but typically maybe those dealers that don't send those team members out all the time to these bigger events, they have an outlet where they can go and get them educated with people that are trustworthy and, you know, have that high integrity. But we did it last year. And, you know, the nice thing is it gives people time in this environment to process everything they're learning. You know, it's smaller groups. We are a smaller, more inclusive. I say we're like both exclusive and inclusive. And the two limited lodging resorts around this camp in total have about 110, 120 rooms available, period. So we already know that, you know, we max out at around 100 to 120 people at camp anyway. And so we take that into consideration. And I do very much consider it to be a vibe in that sense where in many conferences, you watch somebody on stage and you like what they say, and they've got all these fancy PowerPoints going, and then they walk off stage and you might not see them again. Or maybe you bump elbows with them in a hotel bar later that night. At our event, you know, at our event, it's smaller. There are no PowerPoints. There is no AV equipment. You need to be in front of people like a true educator. Mm-hmm. We try to make every speaker to make their talks entirely interactive and get the audience involved as well. But when you're done, you don't walk away. You walk arm in arm, hand in hand, and you go on a hike with them.
Right.
And then you come back and you learn again, and they're sitting next to you. Like, they're not behind a vendor booth while our sponsoring partners have cabins that they decorate and theme and have parties in.
That's awesome.
That is definitely a part of the activities. But, you know, you can just be done with education and say, hey, do I want to sit down and do some work? Do I want to go and do meditation? Because we have like a meditation room and a Ayurvedic practitioner that comes out and does yoga and Reiki. Do you want to go on a hike? Do you want to go do kickball, volleyball, basketball? Do you want to play soccer? Do you want to do archery? Do you want to sit and get some work done? And we sort of allow people to take it upon themselves to, where do I want to go with the people that I'm surrounded with? And we can collectively decide, you know, where and how we want to spend our time. Just because sometimes I think taking you out of the constant educational process of learning and taking notes is really valuable. It gives you time to, you know, think through and understand what you meant and bounce ideas off people right afterwards on who they saw, what they liked.
Right.
And there aren't a lot of sessions going on at the same time. So it is meant to allow information to sink in and to do it slowly and to allow you to sit back and better organize your thoughts after what you've just learned.
That's super, super awesome. I love all, I wrote down all the activities that you guys are doing too. Do you have a different person hosting each activity?
Well, I mean, so hosting each activity, as in when you say activity, so like my sister is an Ayurvedic practitioner and I bring her in from the West Coast. So cool. she handles the mindfulness, the meditation, the Reiki, all that stuff.
That's super neat.
Archery, because it involves bows and arrows.
Yeah.
The camp actually supplies their own camp counselors.
Nice.
Yes. This year we've got, for instance, Active Engage, who's one of our sponsoring partners, while they're also a Vendor Village cabin sponsor. So they'll have a cabin. They are awesome last year. They did some of the coolest stuff last year for a sponsoring partner. I wouldn't spoil the surprise, but they did some really cool things. But as part of that, they're also sponsoring the archery, because that's a really popular event. A lot of people like going to archery and shooting at the targets. Dealer OMG is sponsoring hiking, and then we're sponsoring the kickball. But those are only the three, you know, sort of group activities. Okay. Everything else, people are free-spirited, can go and do what they want to do. But yes, this wouldn't go on without our sponsoring. I mean, it could. I just wouldn't want to have to point. I would cover it all myself, but without our sponsoring partners and they're absolutely contributors. I think when people sponsor, when organizations like yourselves sponsor an event, very often, as I said, they're stuck behind a booth or they don't know how to communicate. Here, there are very set times where we have Vendor Village cabin hours and we have scavenger hunts across the cabins. And whether it's both during the day and in the evening, they're all side by side. So they sort of turn into, I don't want to say a party spot, because you can go in and learn and connect with people. But we want those people out in the sessions. We want them going and participating in the activities and making friends, because I'm a big believer that dealers nowadays and those making decisions on what vendors to partner with in their dealerships, yes, have to decide who to go with, because they say, this is the best solution and I need the solution to help me elevate myself. And most others say, who do I trust? Who do I have a relationship with? Mm-hmm. Who can I call to lean on that's going to give me a level of support that I might not get from some of these, you know, others? And I think so much of this is built on the relationship and through networking. And for that reason, I'd like to think our event does a exceptional job of making sure that we are able to create a community when you come to our event. I mean, just like, you know, Robin as well, your mom, Shasta, I have seen some of her testimonial footage as well. And obviously she was there, so she can relate to this. But I really tried to do my best to foster a community of the people that are there to be as supportive and I don't want to say laid back, but like supportive and
relaxed.
Relaxed as humanly possible. So it is definitely a vibe at camp, but one that you walk away and you can be sure that your team walks away with more one-on-one time with the same people that you go to speak to see than you would at any other event. You know, everybody's equal when they get here. And, you know, just like these sponsoring vendors take away information and insights from the dealers that are there, mm-hmm. same way. So,
well, and I think one of the most important things that people take away is, I know for us, every time we go to a conference, especially Vegas, we come back exhausted.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, just the walking, the
people having in general,
having to be on, we call it being on, like when you're in business mode and you're talking to people and it just wears you out. But this sounds like you'll have the ability to wind down every day, to be active, breathe fresh air where you really don't get that more
casual. It sounds like there's going to be more casual conversations mm-hmm. versus just, you know, you have to pitch someone on the fly when you're at a conference like NADA or Digital Dealer. You're grasping at straws sometimes to you don't want to be that pitchy salesperson, but you don't have a choice in that moment and in that scene that you're in. And so I think this is really cool. Will lead to more casual and more intimate conversations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a video, and Robin is in the video, where she and three others are in hammocks having a discussion about what's going on. And like, instead of going to do kickball or archery or any of the other things, they just chose to sort of sit around, and it was around a campfire in hammocks having those same discussions. And yet it is relaxing. Well, listen, it's hectic on me because I'm trying to make sure.
I'm sure.
Perfect as possible. But yes, that's one of the things why I said we found the perfect location is like the farthest place you could possibly walk is from, I would say, the kickball field all the way to like maybe what's considered the auditorium. Like would be the farthest walk anybody would have to make. That walk can be made in 7 minutes, which is like less from, that's why it's sort of in a basin with mountains going up on every side. And that's where you can hike up.
We don't have like three flights of stairs and two elevators.
The longest walk, like less than what it takes to leave conference room A, like salon A, and get to ballroom B. Mm-hmm. It's shorter than that to go everywhere. And, you know,
no testing.
And again, it's just outside. Matt Jones from True Car stopped me on like the last day. And he's like, I don't think you know what you have here. He said, you look out here. He said, you know, sure, there's a pool, but he said, there's lakes, there's trees, there's flowing greenery, there's mountains. He said, this is like the movies. And I'm looking, I'm like, well, this is sort of just like, you know, Georgia to me. And he said, and I'm like, you live near the beach. I said, you live like Santa Monica. I said, you see a gorgeous view every single time. He said, yeah, but for me, this is the movies. He said, I've never gotten to experience anything like this. So that's why I think we found a really great place in what's called Camp Blue Ridge, in Clayton, Georgia. And it's just it's a really great time, but it's one that I feel that's important to bring together like-minded people that have a goal to get better, that have a goal to grow and to improve, but recognize that sometimes, that growth and improvement, it can't just be all learning by getting things hammered at you all day long for 2 days and always running around like, you know, sheep being herded, one where you get to sort of control your own destiny on where you go, what you do. And it gives you that time with a lot of fun. I mean, there is a lot of fun, I will say, to explore your own sensibilities and what you want to take away from it.
It's important.
Oh, for sure. And I don't know how many listeners we have here that know Robin Wilson very well, but she's a pretty hard person to impress. And so for Robin to have this one event that she truly looks forward to every year, that she's like, oh my God, I can't wait to go back to Dealer No Summer Camp. Oh my God, Joe Webb wants me back at Dealer No Summer Camp. Like, it just brings her so much joy. So that says so much. Although Shasta and I have not been ourselves, we know from Robin herself, like we know how great of an event this is and how impactful it is. And how needed it is in the industry.
No, thank you so much. Yes, I'm proud of it. It went far better. It was the day prior to the first day that we had our camp last year. And I was just an emotional wreck. And I said to my team, I'm like, listen, guys, this is the only one. Like this, I can't, I, this is the only one. I can't, it's just too much.
Can't do this again.
It was literally just after lunch on day one, on just how good it had been at that point. I'm like, we're going to sort of have to do this again.
Just kidding, guys.
And by day two, most of the people were already coming up and saying,
that's so awesome.
I should have sponsored this year. I want to sponsor next year. And, or like, you have to have this again. You have to do this. And because of that, I knew that we had something that was special. And it is, even for the sponsoring partners, said like, I needed this. Like, it's a breath of fresh air out in having a breath of fresh air outside. Right. Mm-hmm. That, you know, took a lot. It was a lot of preparation to make it seem as sort of easy and laid back as it is, but it's still a summer camp. You don't get, you know, a 26 ounce bone in ribeye. You know, it is summer camp breakfast, summer camp lunch, summer camp food. It is snow cones. You know, it is, don't get me wrong, in the evenings, there's some drinks, but I told people I don't want them like falling over during relay canoe racing and drowning in the lake.
Dang so, it sounds like so much fun. Yeah,
so I said, I'd rather, you know, save that to the night, but at the same time, you know, just like we want to make sure that there's a reasonable amount of dealer attendees there. And mm-hmm. then there's and then our sponsoring vendor partners are there, but we don't, you know, invite, because a lot of people did reach out that are just, you know, non-sponsoring people, hoping to flood it with vendors. And it's not just the vibe we want to have. We want to have a community of people that are all participating, whether it be speaker, dealer attendee, sponsoring partner, to really, you know, push forward the overall positive nature of the camp.
Right. Right. So. Well, and that's something that we heard at a conference this past year was how vendor heavy it was. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something very important that all of these companies or organizations that are putting on conferences need to remember, is that dealers will not continue to come and invest if they feel like they're just getting nonstop pitched.
I was just going to say, which is, I did learn that some of the, I don't want to say cons, because they turned out to be positives, but is this hair really sticking out here? Look at the size of that thing.
I love that you picked the wrong side of your head at first.
Well, because it turns it around. So anyway, I was going to say, now it's really noticeable.
Only because you pointed it out. It's all right.
Yeah, listen, there's no way you're around this. There's a problem.
Look the other way.
Yeah. So with that, wrong side again. So, what was I saying?
Cons and vendors.
But from a PowerPoint presentation perspective, I think people are so used to just going and having to look at and mm-hmm. read screens or whatever. And one of the, I think, detractors that some people would consider a good detractor, we think is a real positive, is just the fact that there aren't screens. There aren't projectors and people aren't showing things off slides. There's barely Wi-Fi at this camp, you know? So people are not just invested in what's on their phone the whole time or what's on their laptop. Mm-hmm. There's no other choice than to take it all in. There's no other choice than to give the person educating you. And that's why I said, I don't want to call them sort of speakers, but they're educators, they're trainers when you're up in front, complete attention.
Right.
And I think because of that, you're able to retain more, you listen better. You're not pulled in by too much visual stimuli up on the screens. And you can't, as a vendor, I think it's very difficult to pitch when you aren't just showing slides of your product.
Right, right.
It's very hard to pitch because, as I said, at the same time, I single, you know, it's not pay to play. So I, you know, single-handedly pick every single person that's coming to speak and teach, if you will, at the camp. And so I know that's not the type of people I'm putting in front of our audience, because we have a lot of our dealer attendees come and dealer clients coming as well. Mm-hmm. So with that said, I think it's important on how you pick the people that you're putting in front of your audience and who we pick to educate and teach these campers, because, you know, that is what's going to play a major role into whether or not people will choose to come back. And the overall feel of the event is I hated being, you know, I was in dealerships once and I went to conferences as well. So you can smell out a pitch very, very easily, very, very quickly. Right. And what I loved is that isn't even happening inside the Vendor Village cabins, you know, where, you know, people are getting to know people through activity and through, right. you know, interactive discussions and games and you are connecting better with people in that environment than you would if you just, can I get 5 minutes of your time? Let me show you what we do here. And, you know, and that's not at all the type of activity that happens at our camp.
Right. Nice. So remind me what the dates are of this again. I know it's in May. It's right around the corner.
Yep. It's May 7th through 9th.
May
7th through 9th.
And are you still taking registrations?
We still have some, it's coming close, but yeah, we still have some tickets available. And I mean, moreover, when I say tickets available, like I could have 1,000 people at camp. They just had no place to stay. So, I do believe there's some rooms available at, we have between, there's a lot less rooms, very few rooms left at the primary pickup spot. And then at the secondary, there are still some rooms available, I believe. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. We're super excited to see how this year's event goes. We know that last year's was the very first one and it turned out way better than I think that you could have even imagined at that point. So
yes,
we know that this year is going to blow your mind.
No, listen, I already know. Let's be honest here. I will not be able to rekindle the same magic. It just can't have the first time's best. Like, yeah, I don't think I'll be able to rekindle the same magic, but I do think like we've made tweaks. There's some change. We try to retain a lot of the same structure on how we do a lot of things, but there's still some changes we're making that we feel is going to benefit both our sponsoring partners and the attendees that are there. There's things that we need to, that we've addressed that I'm looking forward to. I've already told my team for the first time already this last week, I'll probably do a third. Like I probably will.
I hope that you do.
Do a third. So yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
So for anybody who doesn't know, Joe is one of the original board members of Women in Automotive and is now solely responsible for him picking the speakers. So if you didn't get picked, don't come at Joe. But I want to know your experience with Women in Automotive and helping be a part of building all of those events over the past several years. Do you think that some of that experience helped in creating this and making sure that it went well?
Yeah. So it's actually two entirely different philosophies on how I pick people for dealing with summer camp versus Women in Automotive. I'm very proud to say I was the first man added to the board of Women in Automotive.
That's years ago.
I spoke on the main stage of their first ever event. And then I think I spoke at maybe their first four or five until I realized that I don't know if the people in the audience, and let's face it, it's typically about 85 to 90% women. I want them to learn and see people on stage that they're endeared to because they share a lot of similarities. So a handful of years ago, I sort of took over the responsibilities of vetting and selecting speakers and building out the schedules and building out the plans as a means to give back to the women that do attend this event. And for that reason, I have takes exceptional pride in how well this organization has grown. I have nothing to do with how it's grown. That is the tremendous female leadership that are on the board. But I think when it comes to the actual events and how some of the speakers and the tracks have been received the last few years, I'm very proud of that. I think Women Automotive is different than so many other events. And definitely there's some similarities between WIA and Dealer No Summer Camp in this one facet. And a lot of conferences you go to, the people in the audiences are looking up at the people on stage and they're like, I can do what this person does. I'm better than this person. I don't, you know, this is, maybe it's nothing more than a pitch. At Women Automotive, the people in the audience so powerfully support and champion the person on stage. Mm-hmm. They really want to see them be acknowledged for who they are and what they've done and the information they're giving. That it's a supportive environment that I don't think exists, you know, in any other conference in automotive. It really doesn't. And for that reason, I love being a part of it. I love the mission that they have of just truly trying to support and promote the advancement of women in our space. And that's how I go about selecting a lot of the speakers for Women Automotive, is that every single year I try to have a new 25, you know, preferably female leaders,
right,
that are on stage. Because as I have said, if we cannot find 25 new women every year as an industry worthy of being on stage, then our industry is in a heap of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't wrong, we have people revisit us, you know, after a couple years, you know, of speaking or a few years of speaking, to revisit us, because we know they give tremendous content and the women in the audience need to hear. But, you know, I make it a point that it is almost all entirely women on stage, if I can make it so. And that the information that they provide is going to really connect on a personal level, you know, not just a professional level, but on a personal level with the women that are in the audience. So Women Automotive is happening just over the week after, on I think the 16th through the 18th in Colorado.
Yep.
And I mean, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they're already sold out. They sold out as of a couple weeks ago. So I do love everything that they're doing. And this will be the first Women Automotive, besides a couple that we had in Palm Springs as sort of when we were doing biannual events for a couple years, be the first Women Automotive that I'm not attending. Unfortunately, I just know I'm going to be
wiped
on my own event.
You're gonna be wiped out.
Yeah. But I know it's going to go well, because the other board members and the leadership of Veronica Dunford and Kathy Gilbert and Gary May are going to will it into being as good as humanly possible, along with the other board members that are there to support.
Absolutely.
So I believe that's going to be it's going to be another tremendous event and feather in the cap of Women Automotive that's going to allow that organization to continue growing into the future.
Right.
Well, and we know you'll be there in spirit. We'll make sure of it.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, yeah. Of course, yeah, yes, I'll be there in spirit. I'll actually be, you know, probably recovering from exhaustion, but I will also be at a dealer group training during that time. So when I get, even as soon as summer camp ends, I'm back in I'm a glutton.
It doesn't ever end.
a bit of a masochist, but yes.
That's fun. Joe, how can people who want to connect with you and also get in touch with the event and get some tickets?
So a couple different ways. Well, first of all, my email address, I'm sort of an open line of communication, is joe@dealerknows.com. My website is dealerknows.com, and you can find all the information you want on Dealer Knows Summer Camp right there. You can get tickets right through there. You can get details about the lodging and transportation.
Nice.
The speakers that we have are sponsoring partners, and so they can just go to dealerknows.com. And then there's obviously womenautomotive.com, and I believe womenautomotive.org as well, that they can go and find out information about Women Automotive. So that was it.
Well, thank you so much today for your time and coming on the show with us, Joe, to talk to us about Dealer Knows Summer Camp and the Women in Automotive Conference. You have so much to do with both of those, and you're doing a great job, and we cannot wait to see how these conferences or events turn out for you over the next only 8 weeks, really. Yeah. You don't have the time.
I need a nap. Yeah,
I need a nap.
So, yes, it's a lot of work, but it is one of the more fulfilling things that I've been a part of. And what I said when I ended my keynote at the first one is that, you know, my legacy is not Dealer Knows, obviously. And sure, I could be, oh, my legacy is my children. And yeah, I have kids. Great. But so do all of us. my legacy isn't going to be Deal or No's, and I don't think my legacy will be Deal or No's summer camp. I think my legacy will be every single person that I've had the opportunity to imprint on and influence and impact to better their own lives. And like through, you know, whether it be training or whether it be conversations or whether it be summer camp or whether it be, you know, involvement in any organization that can help propel them and support them to give them the confidence they need to succeed and move forward. That's what I just try to give back to the community. And then we try to do it through these great events.
I love that.
Love that. All right. Well, again, Joe, thank you so much for your time today. In a world where you can be anything, be kind, because you never know what battles someone else is facing. So while out in the world this week, remember to light it up. I'm Jess.
I'm Shasta.
And that's Joe. We've been the Chicks in Charge. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you.
Yay, you've made it this far. And if you want to help the Chicks out and add some value, make sure you subscribe right now.
Click that little red button down below. Do it. Do it now.